WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello, hello, and welcome to The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I'm your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill. This is our first show. So I'm going to give you some background information, a little vision of what to expect, and perhaps even a call to action to communicate with me. Yes, I want you to be part of this journey. Come on the adventure with me. My email is heather@thehumanityofsales.com. And that's where you'll let me know what you think of the show. Yes, I'm really asking. Where you'll give me ideas and where you'll suggest guests to interview. Yes, after today, most of the shows will include a guest. This is where I get to shine a light on a local company who is doing good. I'll dive more into the concept, but with a name like The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit, you know that we're going to be discussing how the things that we do to take care of our people, to wow our customers, and to contribute to our community, how they come back to us with loyalty, positive connection, and yes, profitability. So if you don't know who I am or what I do, I'll give you the abridged version because I've been around for a while and I don't want to bore you with the whole thing. I've had my business for 25 years, freeing leaders from the chains of complacency to achieve greater success and impact. We activate success by showing leaders how to use an adventure mindset and a heart of humanity to dive deeper and fly higher to achieve those goals that they want for their organization, for their people, for their lives. Now, I often come in through the sales door because it has the fastest and most obvious ROI, but then work with leadership to amplify the impact throughout the organization. I've written 3 books and I have a 4th coming out this fall. There's a lot more, but this show isn't about me. It's about the mission. The mission to expand humanity by helping 100,000 leaders make a meaningful difference in the world. The Humanity of Sales radio show is my way of planting a seed. So I will be sharing specific ideas, tips, and stats along with the interviews of local business leaders. So back to those interviews. Just some of the upcoming ones I have in store for you include an interview with Ground Zero, along with one of their generous sponsors, Tidelands Health. We're going to interview them together on a show. Then we have Santee Cooper and Ranger Ann coming in to talk about sustainability in business and turtle protection. I'll be bringing on small business owners, salespeople, customers, partners from different industries, different roles, different demographics, but all with the same core values of doing good, of leading with vision, and connecting to something that is bigger than them, that bigger purpose. Now, I was told when I was asking around, hey, do you think this is an idea that would fly in this area? I was told, yes, 100%, because the people here, they have strong values. They have purpose. They're doing the right things. They are good people. And I am very excited to present this idea to good people who can then go out and share it. Now, when we're talking about purpose, it may help to start with a clear definition of purpose, right? So we're on the same page. So purpose, as I see it, is an organization's aspirational reason for being beyond profits alone. It's why an organization matters to people. According to Salesforce co-CEO Mark Benioff, companies can do more than just make money. They can serve others. The business of business is improving the state of the world. And that's the purpose part. But now for the profit part. Nearly 80% of consumers are more likely to remember a company with a strong purpose and 4.5 times more likely to recommend it to their friends and family. That's from a Forbes study. Now, if you have something that resonates with people in the community and they're out there talking about it to other people, that business is going to come. But I'm going to give you additional information and stats on the other side of the break. So before we get there, let's just go a little bit deeper. So if the intention is good, if a business owner has good intentions and the company is fiscally responsible, those acts of humanity to better serve their people, their customers, and the world will come back around. And like I mentioned, I'm going to share more stats and helpful tips, but I want to first tell you a little story. It's a personal story about why and how this all began. So I actually am from the Northeast. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you based on my accent. But I used to come down here to Myrtle Beach every year for vacation. It was wonderful. I loved it here. I've always been connected here. And then when my parents were starting to get older and my dad had some health issues ending up on disability, he took an early retirement and they moved down here to Myrtle Beach. So they had been down here for a very long time. Now, my father did end up passing about 6 years ago, and my mom was down here alone. And my sisters and I, up in the Northeast, trying to raise our families, had been trying to get her to move up north with us. You know, come be around the grandkids, all of that fun stuff. And she's probably where I got my stubbornness from, because no, she was adamant that she was not moving. And then, through the years, she ended up having some dementia, and the pandemic intensified it. Now, I don't know if you know anyone with dementia or Alzheimer's or any type of memory issues, but the isolation that we found ourselves in was devastating to everyone, to all of us, of course, but especially to people with dementia. And so her situation deteriorated rapidly. And it just so happened to correlate with the time that my youngest were graduating from high school. I happen to have a business that I can run from anywhere. And so I decided it was time. It's time for me to come south and to help my mom, to give her a better quality of life. And I did that 3 years ago. We had a lovely first 4 weeks. I took her to the beach. We went to the movies. We went to Taco Bell. And Taco Bell, I should really get you on here as a sponsor, because my mom loved Taco Bell. Favorite restaurant, hands down. She wanted to go there all the time. And so we would do all these fun things, have conversations, play cards for a little while, and then after 4 weeks of that, we found out that she actually had pancreatic cancer. And if you know anyone with that, you know that that is rapid. And 2 weeks later, I lost her. And this is when I questioned everything. This is that moment in my life where I said, why? How could this happen? I uprooted, I moved everything down here. I wanted to be with my mom. I had wrapped my head around how long something like dementia would be, and I was ready. I was ready. And then this, how could this be? And I went out looking for answers. And I know that may sound ridiculous, but as I was walking on the beach at sunrise every day, I started this habit of walking on the beach. I found moments of people doing kind things. You know, I would see somebody picking up trash. I would see someone helping someone up. I would see people laughing together and just doing small, minute, kind actions. And I started to feel a little bit more connected. And I thought, well, maybe I need to be more intentional with this. And I made a commitment to myself to every day go out and seek humanity. And so I did that and found, you know, the interesting thing when you seek, you find. Well, I found example after example and story after story, heartwarming moments from small acts to very large, impactful things that were being done in the world and this community in particular. And with what I do, of course, I had to take that next step in my head and ask, so what might this mean in the business world? Because in my initial seeking of humanity was just in my interactions with friends, with neighbors, when I go shopping, and just things that I would see out in the world. But then I started to think, I wonder how this relates in business. And I gathered together a team and we decided to do a little research, a little recon. What we did is we went out and we were looking for organizations that were successful. We were looking for organizations who were doing good things. We did focus groups, we did surveys, we did individual interviews. And long story short, we found that there is a correlation between people doing good, doing those good things for their people, taking care of their people, taking care of their customers, going over and above, and contributing to the community, and profitability over and over again. And so that's where I came up with this concept of the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit, because you can tie them together if that intention is good. Then it comes back. So I would love to dive a little bit deeper with you to share each week, 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, right here on WRNN 99.5 Hot Talks. We're going to be talking about what this means, what this can mean for you as an individual in your life, what this can mean for your business if you have one, what this can mean for our community. And so what I'm going to do right now is give you a quick word from our amazing sponsor, Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. We're going to go for a very quick break. I hope that you come back and stick with me because I'm going to be giving you some additional information, some of those statistics in the research, as well as some specific things that you can do. Stick with us. We'll be back very shortly.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I am Heather Hansen O'Neill. Now, before we went to the break, I was telling you a little bit about who I am and about the show, The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit and what the heck that means and what we're going to be doing moving forward. Yes, we're going to be having some amazing conversations with business people in the community to find out what they are doing. Small acts to big ways that they are contributing and how that has impacted their businesses or their attitudes or their organization, or, you know, there'll be a lot of good stuff that comes from those stories. But for today, because you just have me, I'll share a little bit more about some of those statistics that I was talking about, some of that research. Now, before we get into the profit part, I want to bring up the fact that there are actual physical benefits. Making a difference in your community can increase your lifespan. Can you imagine? So yes, researchers found that seniors who regularly served others lived longer, on average, than those who didn't. And the reasons can be complex, of course, it's not direct, but in part because people who volunteer often report lower levels of stress and depression. And what's more, helping others can lower your blood pressure. People who volunteer for at least 200 hours a year can decrease the risk of hypertension by as much as 40%. Isn't that crazy? And there are a lot of other research and stats on the health benefits of what I'm talking about. That's not where our focus is going to be, but I had to let you know. It's kind of cool. And I also wanted to let you know, I mentioned that I am an author and that I've written 3 books already. My 4th book is about to be released. It's called Finding Humanity, The Evolution of Sales. And it is a great supplement to this show. It has my story and the research that my team did, but also led to this show. And it has my favorite part. It has some wonderful, short, heartwarming stories from others across the country who have found this more human-centric approach to be valuable in business and in life. From individuals noticing kind acts to small, medium, and large businesses who make connection, contribution, and caring part of their business plan. So be on the lookout for Finding Humanity, The Evolution of Sales. I'll let you know right here on the show when the book launch party will be in case you want to attend. I've done book launches for my other books and they are a blast. I hope you join me. And also when it will launch as an ebook and an audio format. So you know what? Just a little teaser here. So there are so many incredible stories. A couple I want to just share with you. One is about this kindness campaign. One of my business associates told a story about his mom. His mom was in a really bad place with her illness, and she was getting really depressed. And she started this kindness campaign, making these plaques to give out to her doctors, to people she met on the street. And to see how it grew and the ripple effects that came from that it makes for a fabulous story. And then there was a CEO who focused on something really small, on learning everyone's names. And now that may sound really silly. It may sound really small, but when you have a rapidly growing organization, and this is a CEO that came in from another company, it made all the difference in making connection with those people, in helping them to have buy-in during all of these changes that were happening for that organization. There were stories about nurturing future leaders, small gestures of forgiveness and grace, as well as bigger initiatives, like how philanthropy and music are how Hard Rock began. You may think it's just about the music, and how integral it is to every decision that they make. There's Airbnb's philosophies. There's one expert's take on how to put the humanity back into human resources. And there's a heartwarming story from a very large retail chain. They realized that one of their people was experiencing a housing crisis. They were homeless and didn't want to say anything to their employer. But someone noticed. And instead of judging or looking the other way, they came together, company and peers, to help her through this difficult time. It's a great story. But anyway, we are going to have great stories, not about the same types of things that you're going to find in that book, but about local stories right here in our community of companies that are doing good things. But I promise to talk about what it meant. You know, I mentioned that the Humanity of Sales tagline is where purpose meets profit. So I mentioned I was going to give you some information on how that actually works, if that's a real thing. So I'm going to give you some stats, but there are a lot of different things that I can cover, and I'll be providing little nuggets of this to you periodically in the shows each week. But today I'll just focus on a couple of things: productivity, the financial benefits, employee engagement, and customer engagement. So from productivity, there was a report by the Hay Group that reveals that engaged employees are 43% more productive than their disengaged counterparts. If you have employees that are engaged and those that aren't, you know what I'm talking about. But engagement is key to these studies, but the way to engage employees is to get them involved, to communicate the purpose, to ask for what is important to them. And this is an amazing way to engage your people. The Corporate Leadership Council found that highly engaged employees are 87% less likely to leave their organizations, leading to reduced turnover costs and increased retention of top performers. If you're out there looking for people right now, you know how expensive it is to try to find good people. It is way better to reduce turnover and to keep those top performers within your organization. Now, that does lead into the financial side. So Gallup did a survey that estimates that disengaged employees cost the U.S. economy up to $550 billion annually in lost productivity. Now, that same survey shows that highly engaged teams show 21% greater profitability. Everything is tied together. Now, we talked about the culture and the people and not wanting to lose those top performers, but what about attraction? A strong employee engagement culture attracts top talent, giving businesses an advantage over their competitors. LinkedIn's Talent Trends report that states that 52% of professionals consider a company's mission and culture before applying for a job. Now, what do these engaged, happy employees do? They provide better service. The American Express Customer Service Barometer reveals that 70% of consumers are willing to spend more with companies that provide excellent customer service. I mentioned that nearly 80% of consumers are more likely to remember a company and 4.5 times more likely to recommend it to friends and family. But what about, let's look at millennials in particular. Do you have millennials in your market? A study conducted by Deloitte shows that 70% of millennials consider a company's commitment to the community when making purchasing decisions. Everything is tied together, and I am going to provide more information for you, but I just wanted to dip the toe in. Just start to think about the fact that purpose may, humanity may possibly relate to profitability. So I also promised you that I was going to give you some tips. I like to give tips. So today I'm going to give you three various easy ways that you can start thinking about and activating this humanity approach. So the first thing I want you to think about is seeking. So the three that I'm going to tell you are seek, strategize, and share. So seek humanity. Shift from looking for what's wrong with people, what's wrong with the world, your employees, the businesses you frequent, and search instead for people who are doing good things. Seek acts of kindness, small moments where people show that they care, where they go over and above. Recognize employees or peers when they do something right. It's easy and ineffective to always focus on what's not working, the challenges, the mistakes. Oh, they're so loud that we focus there all the time. But just as often, more often, there are things that are working, that people are doing that are good. We need to look there. Create an environment to support innovation by allowing for people to try things, to make a conscious decision, to recognize what's working. But you have to start by seeking, by looking for it. So that's the first part, seek humanity. The second one is strategize. Sit down and think about the values that you have as a human being. Those things that are important to you, that you believe in, that make you talk faster because you're so excited about them, or wake you up at night, nudging you. Do you have anything like that? I do. This is happening because of that. Now, then the next step is, if you have people working with or for you, ask them, hey, what's important to you? What values guide your decisions? Are there causes that you believe in that touch your heart? And then ask, where are the overlaps? How do some of these values and beliefs tie in to what you do for work, the services that you have, the products that you offer? Do you believe in respect and compassion as values? Now, how is it part of how you treat your people or your customer? Are you activating those values? Did you find maybe an overlap of everyone enjoying a little competition or exercise, and maybe several people within the organization have experienced or know people who have experienced breast cancer? You can take those 3 points and bring them together. Maybe you could put together a group to do an awareness walk in October to support breast cancer. Putting together a strategy keeps it top of mind. You're communicating out into the world to your people and out into the world what's important to you, and that will attract like minds, that will attract customers. Now, after seek and strategize, we come to share the message. The reality is that I had this desire to change the world, but then I realized that the best way for me to do that is if I help other leaders create change. That has legs. That I can do. I can't change the world by myself, but I can help other leaders to create that positive change. So that's what we're doing right here on the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I promise I am not going to be talking the whole show like I did this week. This was to introduce you to me, to who I am, to what I believe in, to what I sound like, how crazy I can sometimes get when I'm excited. But it's also to give you some tips to set you up for what's coming with these amazing interviews. And I do want to encourage you again, reach out to me, Heather@thehumanityofsales.com. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you have an idea for a show, or if you know somebody, a story. Tell me the stories of when you went out seeking, what you found, and come back and visit me every Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on WRNN Hot Talks 99.5. And bring some friends. Tell everybody about it. Why not lift people? Start your week off right. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.